Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 62 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Shamari Mosley.
A lot has changed in 27 years.
A local business is celebrating a birthday this week.
There is still time to register for this weekend's turkey trot.
Parents are divided over COVID vaccines for younger children.
Kentucky is facing a nursing shortage.
Meanwhile, the Commonwealth leads the nation for workers leaving jobs.
In sports, Rowan Volleyball is headed to the 16th region tournament tonight.
A 30% chance of showers tonight with a low around 47 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. A Moorhead business is celebrating a birthday this week. Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop turns 27 on Wednesday and will be offering coffee at $19.94 prices. Susan Thomas is one of the owners at Fuzzy Duck. She says at one time they only celebrated milestone years like 10, 20, and 25.
Now, the way things are going right now, let's just celebrate every year. And honestly, after the last couple of years with COVID, we're still here, and we need to celebrate. And so we're going to have cake balls to give away, and we're going to charge our brew of the day. It will be the same price it was when we opened.
Thomas also runs Coffee Tree Books, which has been in business for 25 years. She believes the bookstore was in operation for many years before they took the reins and may have originally opened in the 1970s.
The 11th annual Turkey Trot 5K in Moorhead will be held on October 30th, and community members can participate virtually or in person to help raise awareness and support for Alzheimer's. The morning of the event will also include a health fair, refreshments, door prizes, and contests like the Best Dressed Like a Turkey Pet and which team will raise the most money. Mary Horsley, the chairperson for the Turkey Trot Committee, says they wanted to donate proceeds to those in the community who are impacted by Alzheimer's.
When we first started Turkey Trot, we were sending everything to the Alzheimer's Association. You know, that's a great organization, but we wanted to keep it in our community. So we worked with the St. Clair Foundation, and they have a special Alzheimer's and Dementia Care Fund for local caregivers. So those caregivers can access that money for whatever they may need to kind of help ease the burden of caregiving.
Anyone interested in participating can sign up through their Facebook page, and race packets will be sent out starting October 22nd.
Health leaders say kids ages 5 to 11 could get the COVID vaccine shortly after Halloween. A recent survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation found that one-third of parents would be willing to vaccinate their kids as soon as the shot is available. Ashley McDonald, a mother of a one-year-old, tells LEX18 she plans to get her son vaccinated as soon as he's able.
I would let him get it. Obviously, you know, some people don't trust it, but I am a firm believer in science. So.
Health experts say now is the time to speak with a doctor and kids to prepare for the vaccine when it arrives.
The Kentucky Nurses Association released the results of a statewide survey Friday morning addressing the nursing shortage and recommendations on how to alleviate the issue. About 850 nurses were used as a sample for the survey. 25% of the individuals indicated they would likely leave their current position in the next 3 months, while 75% were unsure or unlikely to leave soon. Betsy Johnson is with the Kentucky Association of Healthcare Facilities. She tells WSAZ, nurses are underfunded, overworked, and exhausted.
Medicaid underfunding has left skilled nursing facilities struggling to compete for qualified, dedicated caregivers. The government controls how we're paid, and so it's very difficult for us to compete with other healthcare settings and other workforce settings.
As far as solutions go, respondents say more financial resources should be allocated. Community and personal support would be beneficial, and consideration of student loan forgiveness could make a major difference.
Officials with one Kentucky hospital have started easing up on their visitation restrictions. WMKY's Devin Bartley has more.
Baptist Health Corbin will allow one visitor per patient in most areas and two visitors in the labor and delivery unit between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. WYMT reports visitation for patients with an active COVID-19 infection will be handled on an individual basis. Visitors that are approved must wear appropriate personal protective equipment while in the patient's room. Healthcare officials are asking visitors to remember to wash their hands or use hand sanitizer when entering and leaving patient rooms. For WMKY News, I'm Devin Bartley.
Kentucky leads the nation in the biggest increase in people quitting their jobs as the Great Resignation makes it tough for employers to keep up with demand. The Bluegrass State was among 14 states where the quit rate increased in August, according to new numbers out from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. An estimated 84,000 Kentuckians quit their jobs in August, which was a 26,000-person increase compared to the previous month. Heather Trump owns two restaurants in Lexington. She tells WYMT the workforce issues are the worst they've ever been.
The thought was, come September, things will get better for us. You know, the federal money in Kentucky stopped in September, and we all thought that that would change a lot of things, and it hasn't changed anything. This week, between my three locations, I think we hired 11 people. I think four showed up, and two are still with us.
Companies are eager to add workers and have posted a near-record number of available jobs, but unemployment remains elevated. The economy still has 5 million fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic. Yet, job growth slowed in August and September.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from David Barber, a licensed realtor with the C. Roger Lewis Agency at 129 East Main Street in Moorhead. Selling real estate locally since 1997, David Barber has taught real estate courses at Moorhead State University for more than 20 years and securing loans for small business owners. Buying or selling a home, farm, or business, Realtor David Barber can be reached at 606-207-7877 at the C. Roger Lewis Agency in Moorhead. That's 606-207-7877.
Two Ashland residents were indicted last week by a Boyd County grand jury on criminal child abuse charges. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has the story.
36-year-old Jessica Workman and 38-year-old Joseph Grubb Jr. were indicted on 7 counts of first-degree criminal abuse of a child under the age of 12, according to the Ashland Daily Independent. Grubb was also indicted on 1 count of fourth-degree assault and 1 count of intimidating a witness. A citation filed against Grubb states the suspected abuse was disclosed during a Hope's Place interview observed by an Ashland police detective in mid-October. A criminal complaint filed against Workman indicates she allowed the abuse to occur. Court records show the abuse happened in mid-September and involved 3 children. While Grubb and Workman are listed as living at the same address, their relationship is unclear. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts reporting.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, cloudy then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 55. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 37. Wednesday, patchy frost between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 59. Wednesday night, increasing clouds with a low around 45. Thursday, showers likely, cloudy with a high near 61.
On our feature segment today, the gallery at Moorhead State University is hosting a national juried art exhibition. Alyssa White has the story.
The MSU Golden Gang Art Gallery is opening a new art exhibit titled Gender Now. This show features artists exploring and defining their idea of gender. Melissa Young-Bluth is the director of the gallery and a member of the Gender Studies leadership team at MSU. She wanted to contribute to the dialogue about gender on campus.
The concept for the show is about 2 years old now. I started thinking about it pre-COVID. But the idea just came from what is a bigger conversation that thankfully, you know, we're having. It's about how to define gender, or really not even maybe define gender anymore at all. and just that we need to talk about that and how that's being handled in 2021.
While the pandemic delayed the show for a year, Young Bluth says the conversation on defining gender has still continued to grow in 2021. She says the conversation of gender identity looked very different when she was a college student.
I can remember, I was an undergrad student just 20 years or so ago, and there weren't even terms for it, so we didn't really even know how to talk about it. I didn't know the term gender fluidity. I didn't know non-binary. And now we have these ways, these words for how to talk about this, and it's wonderful because you got to have the words to have the conversation, right?
While the exhibit is hosted at MSU, the artists will be from all over the country. After putting a call for entry online, artists responded to enter their artwork in the show, expressing their personal views on gender.
But artists have been making artwork about this for a long, long time. And so I just wanted to bring those artists here to MSU so that we could see what a visual take on the topic of the word gender is right now.
Plans are starting to form for exhibitions and group shows in the fall, where Morehead students will showcase their own pieces. Artists who were interested in showing their artwork before COVID began will also be able to get into the gallery next semester.
Next fall, we are bringing in two exhibitions, group shows of artists who applied pre-pandemic. And so, you know, the schedule just kept getting pushed back because the gallery closed. So right now we're playing catch up for everybody that had actually applied before COVID hit.
Young Bluth says many of the shows are starting to become popular with the freshmen on campus, especially those who have classes in the art building. She hopes students will continue to attend the art shows they host in the future with topics they find interesting.
The topics that we're working with this semester with the Black Art Matters show, which closed yesterday, and this gender show, the topics are really appealing to the current MSU community. And so we're seeing a lot of random students or faculty or staff just walk into the gallery to see these exhibitions. And that is the point of the Golden Yang Gallery. And I'm so glad that it's starting to really work and that I can contribute to that.
The opening reception for the Gender Now exhibit will be on Wednesday, October 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. inside the gallery. The exhibition will remain open through November 17th for anyone interested in viewing the show. For WMKY News, I'm Melissa White.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, providing a curbside recycling service to residents of Morehead and Rowan County. Residential pickup is available every Friday, accepting number 1 and number 2 plastic, cardboard, paper, electronics, and metal. Materials may be placed in any container available at the curbside for pickup and visible from street. More information by calling 784-1250.
It's 62 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Shamari Mosley and Jonathan Burton, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Keneally Roberts has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us at the beginning of your work week.
The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team enters regional tournament play this evening. For WMKY Sports, I'm Keneally Roberts. The 16 region tournament for high school volleyball gets underway this evening, and Rowan County is in the opening game. The Vikings will be taking on Raceland and Greenup County this evening. Rowan has a season record of 19-16, but that's to be taken with a grain of salt. The team has played in several tournaments throughout the season, and their region record right now is 8-3. Head coach Steve Walters says that's all factored in with a pretty hectic season.
We came into it, and of course, you know, COVID numbers were going crazy, but they were going to try to let the season go on, and if you had to missed because of COVID seasons, you were just going to cancel and there'd be forfeits and the victories would count, but they wouldn't count against your games. It was a whole lot more disjointed this year than it was last year.
Rowan will take on Raceland and Greenup County at 6:00. Boyd County will take on West Carter for the late game at 8:00. Morehead State Volleyball shook off a close first set loss to rebound and take down Eastern Illinois 3-1 on the Road Arena on Saturday. The Eagles won their ninth straight match, improved to 13-9 overall and 9-2 in the OVC. Freshman Mackenzie Wagner was nearly flawless in slamming down a career high of 15 kills with just 3 errors. Associate head coach Kirsten Becker McBride says the way the team is performing has her excited.
The number one goal for our team on the journey to make it to the NCAA tournament is to make it into the OVC tournament. And we feel like the 2 wins this weekend that put us at 9 conference wins definitely did that. And so that was a big step for us.
The Eagles are back at home this week, but it's a busy one for the team. They have a midweek matchup against Tennessee Tech on Wednesday, then a 2-game series with SIUE Friday and Saturday. Wednesday's match is set for 6 o'clock. The Morehead State University's women's golf team started their final event of the fall season earlier today. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Hitting the course for the final time this fall, Morehead State Women's Golf will participate in the first ever Old Stone Intercollegiate Duel hosted by Western Kentucky University and Louisville. At their last outing, Morehead State placed 9th in a field of 13 teams, carding a 905 in 3 rounds. Sophomore Olivia Hensley led the Eagles, notching her 3rd consecutive top 20 finish with an even-paced 219. Close behind Hensley was fellow sophomore Mackenzie Neal, who placed in the top 30 thanks to her 333 total. The 2-day 54-hole tournament tees off from the club at Old Stone and Bowling Green before concluding tomorrow. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
The Morehead State University football team still has a perfect conference record after defeating Marist in a nail-biter over the weekend. The Eagles stayed perfect in the Pioneer League at 4-0, only the program's second ever 4-0 start and first since 2002. It's also the 3rd win in 4 tries for MSU at Marist in the series. The game also saw another sack and tackle for a loss by Morehead's Vaughn Taylor Jr. Coach Rob Tenier says that's Taylor's 8th sack of the season.
He's so good at defeating blocks and making plays behind the line of scrimmage. It doesn't really matter if you run at him or if you run away from him. I mean, he can stop the run both ways. And right now, he's just playing in our opponent's backfield and still leading the country in tackles for a loss.
The Eagles return to Jane Stadium next weekend when they host PFL foe Davidson. The game will be the decider for the last team with a perfect record in the conference, with each team entering at 4-0. Kickoff in Morehead on Saturday is set for 2 o'clock. The postseason is looking better and better for the Rowan County Senior High School football team. The Vikings now sit at 6-3 on the season after defeating Boyd County on the road Friday night 38-22. Head coach Kelly Ford says it wasn't a perfect game, and they didn't do a lot of passing, but they managed to pull out a win.
About midway through the game, we got a little stagnant, complacent, I think, and Boyd made a good run at us by the end of the third quarter. Came back, took the lead 22-21, and then in the fourth, we went to our Wildcat package. Put the ball in Rocky Miller and Cole Wallace's hands, and we went 17 unanswered to get the win.
Rowan will close out its regular season this week. They'll be at home Friday night to take on Montgomery County at 7:30. And finally in sports this afternoon, Morehead State celebrated the careers of senior soccer student athletes Caitlin Burdine, Colleen Swift, and Katie Kielbasa Sunday in the regular season finale versus UT Martin. Unfortunately, the Skyhawks scored in the 16th minute and it held up as the Eagles fell 1-0. Burdine played in 74 career matches while Kielbasa has appeared in 73. Swift had some injuries but still managed to help out the team in 46 career matches. Morehead State had trouble getting many opportunities to score as it only had 1 shot on goal and 5 total, while UT Martin shot it 11 times, including 7 on goal. MSU will now enter the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament, where it will play Southeast Missouri in the opening round Friday night. That game is set to get underway at 7 o'clock. And that's going to do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks rose to record highs as investors prepared for a major week of earnings from heavyweight tech companies. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 0.2% at 35,742.92. And the S&P 500 was up about 0.5% at 4,566.59. And, of course, that was a record for both the Dow and the S&P 500. The tech-heavy NASDAQ was particularly strong today on the back of strong performance from Tesla, with the NASDAQ finishing today up almost 1% at 15,226.71. Tesla, which reported record revenue and profits last week, gained more than 12% in today's trading and saw its market cap pass $1 trillion after Morgan Stanley hiked its price target on the shares to $1,200. Rental car company Hertz also announced that it would order 100,000 Tesla vehicles. And the sharp move for the stock helped the market start the week off strong, and particularly among the tech sector. And this is a very busy week of earnings in the technology sector as such, with Alphabet, Microsoft, Amazon, and Apple set to report this week. You also have Dow Components, Caterpillar, Coca-Cola, Boeing, and McDonald's reporting earnings this week as well. Shares of Facebook rose 1.3% after dropping in morning trading. Apple also erased early losses to close nearly flat, while Amazon and Microsoft each dipped less than 1%. Energy stocks were an area of strength for the market as West Texas Intermediate crude touched $85 a barrel. Exxon was up nearly 2%, while Chevron rose just under 1%. Of the 117 companies in the S&P that have reported earnings to date, 84% have posted numbers that beat expectations. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down 9 cents at 527, Marathon Petroleum up 68 cents at 6820, PPL down 13 cents at 29, Kroger up 10 cents at 4033, Community Trust Bank up 62 cents at 4404, and CSX was up 31 cents to finish at 3573. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking a look at the weather, tonight a 30% chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 47. Tuesday, cloudy then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 55. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 37.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Alyssa White, Devin Bartley, Keneally Roberts, Wiley Tanner, Ethan Jenkins, and Jonathan Burton. Our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Alyssa White. A special thanks to the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Shamari Mosley and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.